Continuing. While on the subject of signs, I could not forget to mention the one, read by all prisoners, that was posted at the entrance of the camp. It exhorted them with these words, freedom through work. Here is a concrete example of what those words really meant. One day, a line of boxcars stopped at the Auschwitz unloading platform. The doors slid open and 300 prisoners climbed down. Their skin was a lemon yellow color, and they were emaciated beyond all description. When they entered the crematorium courtyard, I had a chance to converse with some of them. This is the essence of what they said. Quote, 3 months ago, we were shipped away from Auschwitz to work in the factory that manufactures sulfuric acid. When we left, there were 3,000 of us, but many died of various and sundry illnesses. Now only 300 of us are left, and we're all suffering from sulfuric poisoning, unquote. They had been told, before being sent back here, that they would be sent for a cure to a rest camp. Half an hour later, I saw their blood-spattered bodies lying in front of the crematorium ovens. Freedom through work. Rest camp. How diabolic can one get? And that is just one of many examples. To cite another, during the months of June and July, thousands of postcards were distributed to the inmates of overcrowded barracks with instructions that they be sent to friends or acquaintances of the prisoners. It was strictly specified that the card should in no circumstance be headed either Auschwitz or Birkenau, but rather Am Waldsee, which is a resort town located not far from the Swiss border. The cards were duly sent, and numerous replies came back. I saw these replies burned, some 50,000 of them, according to reliable reports, on a pyre set up in the middle of the crematorium courtyard. To have distributed them to the addressees was quite out of the question, for the latter had preceded the former. That is, the addressees had been burned before the letters. That is the way the matter had been arranged. The purpose of this little scheme had been to allay the fears of the public at large and put an end to the rumors that were rife concerning camps like Auschwitz. And until next week, peace.